Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2933. And today's date is November 23rd, 2022. And the title of the episode is Deep State Intelligence App No Longer Works on the People. Extreme Panic. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now pushing everything that they have. And if you look at the two states that are pushing this, it's California and New York. They're pushing the Green New Deal. They're pushing the Great Reset. This is the template for the new world. And as people see this and as people see what California is doing, what New York is doing, people are going to reject this because those two states are going to completely implode with everything that they're doing. I mean, look what's happening out in California right now. Right now, they want to make every single truck, every diesel-powered truck in California, they want to make it electric. And the California Air Resources Board has laid out an ambitious plan to eventually force all diesel truck fleets off the road with varying timelines. This includes mandating the all-new trucks operating around busy railways and ports be zero-emission vehicles by 2024, phasing out all diesel trucks from those areas by 2035, and eventually taking every diesel truck and bus fleet off California roads by 2045, where feasible. Now, really think about this. Doesn't California have a power grid problem? Weren't they the ones telling everyone that, hey, listen, don't charge your car, don't put your air conditioning on, don't do this, don't do that, because the grid can't handle it? What happens when all the trucks and all the cars are electric? How is this going to work? And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they have accelerated the plan. And this way they're moving very, very quickly and it will not work out in the end. Now, many who are representing the trucking and construction industry said there simply isn't enough charging capability or grid capacity in the state to move fleets over to zero emission vehicles so quickly. The infrastructure cannot be established in this time frame. And this is coming from Mike Tunnell of the American Trucking Association. He says others are now pointing to the logistical problems in charging the electric vehicles. Most of these individuals take their vehicles home and they would have to have charging stations at each home. This isn't going to work, but look what's happened here. They have accelerated their plan and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see. And the deep state, the World Economic Forum, they're trapped in this narrative. No one is buying the Green New Deal. No one is buying climate change. No one is buying that the world is overpopulated. And what's very interesting about that is that the UN came out and they said that the Earth's population will soon reach 8 billion people. And we're going to have to do something. Now, remember, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, they want depopulation because they need a world that's not using all of their resources because they believe that these resources on this planet are theirs and they don't want the slaves to use their resources. They want the slaves to use air. They want the slaves to use sun. They want the slaves to eat bugs. They want the slaves in small little areas. They want the slaves so they can't travel. But when you really break it down and you really listen to what they're saying and you start to think logically and you actually start to calculate the numbers, you start to realize when they say 8 billion people, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but let's put this into perspective. Cognitive Carbon put this out on Telegram, says, here's what 8 billion of us standing 3 feet apart in a grid, 3 feet left to right and 3 feet front to back would look like. A square only 50.8 miles on one side. And it's a little tiny speck on the air. So Khal Drogo expanded on this and he says, okay, let's look at this a little bit closer. According to the UN population database, the world's population in 2010 will be 6.9 billion people. The landmass of Texas is about 268,000 square miles. So if you divide that number, which is 268,000 square miles, by 6.9 million people, you get 1,084 square feet per person. That's approximately 33 feet by 33 feet plot of land for every person on the planet. Enough space for a townhouse. So if you really look at this, basically what this is saying is that you can fit an entire world's population into the landmass of Texas with enough space for every single person to have a townhouse, leaving the rest of the world completely empty. Is the world overpopulated? No, it is not. Once again, they're trying to use their fear tactics to convince everyone that this is all happening. We have global warming. Oh, wait, no, it's not global warming. It's global cooling. Oh, wait, it's not global cooling. Oh, it's just the climate is changing. I mean, well, but the climate does change, and it changes according to the sun. Everything that they've told us in the past has not panned out. Every prediction, everything that they said, everything Al Gore said, and if you go all the way back to the 70s, nothing that they predicted has come true. This should tell everyone everything you need to know. The whole thing has been a hoax from the very, very beginning to bring in or usher in the Green New Deal to control the population. And no one is buying this because the people are waking up. They don't control the narrative anymore. But they won't stop. They're going to continue on. They're going to keep pushing until the very end. Look what Biden is doing with the student loan repayment. We know already a federal judge says, hey, listen, no, Congress, they're the ones who make the laws. This can't stand. So now they're at the Supreme Court and they're waiting for this decision. But remember how they play the game. They're going to continue extending the student loan repayment through June of 2023 while they wait for the ruling. This is the game they play. And I do believe the Supreme Court is probably going to come back and smack this down, just like the federal judge did. Because who makes the laws, especially who makes the laws in regarding money? It is Congress that does this. It's not the president. The president just can't sign an executive order and say, I'm canceling everything or I want more money. That makes no sense whatsoever. And I do believe people are starting to catch on that this is a game to them, and they're going to keep pushing it. They did this with many other things where they kept people's businesses down. They knew it was completely unconstitutional. They knew that keeping people away from church or the synagogue or temple, they knew this was completely unconstitutional. They knew that making vaccines mandated was completely they don't care. They do this because they know how the game is played. They know if they can push this as far as they possibly can, we'll just wait for that ruling. And that's what they do. And everyone is seeing that right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the Biden administration, they keep on putting out these ridiculous fake facts, trying to convince the public that the economy is doing well. Remember, before the midterms, they told us the economy was strong. As soon as they thought, oh, the midterms are over, hey, the economy is going to hit some setbacks right now. But they keep putting out these tweets on Twitter. You know, it's not Biden. He's just a front person. It says the Biden-Harris administration lowered the deficit with single largest one-year reduction in American history. Well, it seems that they are being fact-checked by people, and people on Twitter are countering their argument. It says readers added context they thought people might want to know. COVID-driven deficits in both 20 and 2021 were roughly double the previous record, 09, making the drop to fiscal year 22 sizable. But the fiscal year 22 deficit is still the fourth largest in history and is 41% larger than fiscal year 2019. So people now are pushing back, letting everyone know that, yeah, what they're saying is not true. And I think people are starting to understand this. I think people are starting to realize this. And they're also starting to realize that California, New York, they are the template of what the deep state wants to do, what the central bank wants to do, what the World Economic Forum wants to do. And you can see it very clearly with California. And now you could start to see it very clearly with New York. Because right now, New York, the governor there, Hochul, she has signed a law restricting cryptocurrency mining over the environmental concerns, saying it's using way too much energy. We can't have cryptocurrency. We can't have mining here. So we're going to stop this. But really think about the banking system. You know, the banking system that the private Western central bank system runs. Think about all their data centers. Think about all the ATM machines. Think about all the processing that happens on their systems. That energy is a lot more than cryptocurrency mining. Because think about how many branches there are. Think about how many banks there are. Think about how many data centers there are. Think about how many ATMs there are. There's quite a bit. But you can see their agenda. Their agenda is to force people away from alternative currency, to force people into the central bank digital currency. And this is why you see California, this is why you see New York pushing this agenda. But in the end, this is not going to work. Because we could see people around the world, they're going to start moving away from the central bank digital currency. And all it takes is one country. Yes, I think the United States is going to get there. But again, sometimes you need to show the people. Because really think about it. Without inflation, how do people realize that their currency is worthless? How do people understand that, hey, I can't buy the same thing that I just bought last year or 2 years ago? My currency is losing value very, very quickly. How do you show the people that the central bank system doesn't work? Well, you need the people to experience it. You need the people to go through it. And this is exactly what is happening right now. People are experiencing all of this and they're realizing, wow, look at this inflation. Wait until you see what inflation does now. Now inflation is really going to start to shoot up. Fuel prices are going to really start to shoot up because Biden already signaled that there's going to be setbacks. They already know what's going to happen. They already know what happens when the Federal Reserve raises their rates. They already know that it's going to destroy the economy because their plan was to bring us into the Great Reset. Their plan is to destroy their old system. How do you destroy your old system? Well, you need inflation. You need to bring it down, and it has to be controlled. They already know this. So do we, and so do many other countries. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of countries start to take on gold and most likely Bitcoin. El Salvador seems to be the leader in all of this. And they've just passed a digital securities bill. And now they're paving the way for the issuance of Bitcoin-backed bonds. The El Salvador's Minister of the Economy, Maria Luisa, submitted a digital assets issuance bill to the country's legislative assembly, paving this way. And this was announced a year ago. But now it seems that Everyone is on board and they're moving forward with this. So the digital securities law will enable El Salvador to be the financial center of Central and South America. Isn't that interesting? They're going to be the hub of all of this. Bitfinex is set to be granted a license in order to be able to process and list the bond issuance in El Salvador. The bonds will pay about 6.5% yield and enable fast-track citizenship for investors. The government will share half the additional gains with investors as Bitcoin divided once the original $500 million has been monetized. These dividends will be dispersed annually using Blockstream's asset management platform. So already, everything is in motion there. Do I think it's going to happen here in the United States? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to spread to Europe? Absolutely. Yes, we're going to see a domino effect. As the deep state system, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they bring down their system, we're going to see a new system being born at the same time. Actually, we saw this back in 1971. The deep state players, the central bank, what they did is they took their old system, which was attached or pegged to gold, and they wanted it completely removed. So what they did was, in the late 60s, they decided to make a deal with the Middle East where they were going to create a petrodollar system. So they created the petrodollar system. We were still pegged to gold somewhat, and all they needed to do was remove the peg. And they already had two systems running at the same time. They had the one in the Middle East standing by, and they had the one that was operational right now where, yes, there was a peg to gold, but they were printing like crazy. And eventually what happened, they picked a point in time to say, let's do the switch. They created a crisis out of thin air. They created an event to convince the people it is now time to move off of the gold peg completely. I do believe that this crisis coming up is going to do the same exact thing. Countries are preparing. I do believe the United States is already prepared and ready for this, where they have a system all ready to go, which is running parallel right now to what we have today, which is the central bank fiat currency. As the central bank fiat currency, that system completely implodes and the event happens, we have a parallel system standing by to shift everyone into this new system. And I do believe the Patriots, they've been preparing for this. And I do believe they have set out a path for the private West Central Bank. They can't stop. The inflation is going to get worse. They're going to push the Green New Deal. But in the end, the crisis is going to destroy them. The crisis is not going to work in their favor. They're the ones who are not in control. And you can see the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Banks, they're struggling right now to push their agenda. They never expected it to be this way. They never thought the people would be out working. They never thought the children would be back to school. They never thought people would be awake. They thought people were going to be suffering in their homes. Well, they really wanted a war. They really wanted death and destruction. And this way people would not notice anything. But with the pandemic, they thought people were going to be stuck in their homes. They thought people were going to get sick. They were going to become depressed. There were going to be a lot of suicides. There would be a lot of deaths. And they would, and the supply chains would freeze up. No one would be able to get food or supplies. And they thought they were going to be able to make their move under the cover story of all of this. Now, they don't have any of this. And they're trapped in their own narrative, in their own agenda. And since the people are awake and the people are thinking logically, they can see exactly what they're trying to do. And no one is going along with it. No one is saying, yeah, you know something? I want to eat bugs. I want to make sure I can't travel. I want to make sure that my home isn't heated. I want to make sure I don't have electric. I really like the rolling blackouts. This is incredible. This new system is going to be absolutely fantastic. No one is buying any of this, especially the control of the central bank digital currency, because they already saw this out in Canada. They already saw how they can freeze your accounts if they don't like what you're doing. Same thing with PayPal, where they already announced, hey, we're going to fine you if you say something or use hate speech. And again, who's the judge of all of this? If we don't like it, we're just going to fine you. So people are already seeing this. People already understand what's happening. And the people, in the end, they're going to reject it. They have been rejecting it. And the people are going to make a completely different decision. Of course, once you see the criminality, once you see everything that they have done here, it'll be very, very easy for the people to say, you know something? We're moving in a completely different direction. And the Patriots are going to go, you know something? We just so happen to have another system ready to go. And all we have to do is move everyone into this new system. And if you can move people electronically, it's going to be that easy. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their intelligence op that they've been using this entire time is completely failing. The people are no longer buying what they're selling and the people are taking back the bullhorn and the people now are pushing out the truth. The people now are pushing out the facts. And we can see that the fake news, the social media platforms, the intelligence clowns, the deep state players, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Actually, this is an extreme panic because think about what Elon Musk is doing right now. He put out a poll and he's asking everyone, should we bring back everyone that Twitter banned as long as they didn't pay, break the law? And right now, there's like 1.2 million so people that voted. And it's 72% yes and 28% no. Now, once these people get back onto Twitter and these people start to pump out the truth, start to pump out the facts, and they start to point to all these things where everyone can see it now. We're talking about pedophilia. We're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. We're talking about the treasonous crimes by Joe Biden. We're talking about the treasonous crimes by Obama. We're talking about the Russian hoax. We're talking about the Durham trial. We're talking about the pandemic. We're talking about the vaccines. Once people start to push this out there, the deep state players, the intelligence operation that they were running completely fails. Once people know the truth, everything that they have done completely goes down the drain. Actually, I remember a post that Q put out that once the people know the truth and the facts and it's completely transparent, it is game over. And that's why they're in extreme panic right now. And I do believe Trump, he's leading them down this path. I do believe this was all set up a long time ago. And I do believe that Trump, he's setting up the rhinos, he's setting up the D's, and he's setting up the deep state players, and they're doing exactly what he wants them to do. And in the end, think about what people are going to experience and what people are going to see. Think about how far this movement has come. Think about it. Going back to 2016, when Trump was elected president and he started to call the news fake news, people were laughing. Look at it today. Look how different everything is. Look how much control the people have over these stories. Actually, if you look at the intelligence operation by the deep state, every story that they put out, it doesn't even last a day anymore. Think about the missile that was shot into Poland. How long did that last? Think about the shooting that happened at Club Q. Now information's coming out and everything that they talked about is completely fake, phony, and false. Everything that they've been trying to do is being debunked faster and faster and faster, which means the people now are in control, which means the truth and the facts are overriding the propaganda. They can try to throw more propaganda at it, but it's not going to work because the truth and the facts will always win against propaganda. And this is why when they put out a story, it won't last. Now, when the people get back onto Twitter, all the people that were banned, and that's thousands upon thousands of people, do you think the propaganda is going to work? Because think about what the people have now. The people have platforms where they can push out the truth. They have Twitter. They have True Social. They have Rumble. They have BitChute. They have Telegram. They have all of these platforms where they can push the truth out. And now the people can go up against the intelligence clowns, the deep state operation that they put forth a long time ago from using their infiltration strategy, their fifth generation war. Remember, this is all about misinformation, disinformation, and perception. Now they're going to be struggling. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is exactly where they wanted them to be at this point. Why? Because now the hard truth is going to come out. It's already started with the pedo ring, with Durham, with Biden and Hunter Biden and all their business dealings with other countries, their treasonous acts. Wait until you see Obama being brought into the fold. Wait until you see Soros being brought into the fold. Wait until you see unnamed individuals who aren't even elected start to come into the fold. People, they're going to start to understand what's going on. Remember, the truth just can't be swallowed by the public because there's just too much. It has to be fed to them a little bit at a time so they digest it, they understand it. And later on, they say, oh, I get it now. I see what's happening. See, otherwise, if you just give it to them all at once, all you see is rejection. You see anger. And you could see that Trump and the Patriots, they've been playing this very, very carefully. And the people around this country and around the world, they are now waking up. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how their wokeism is not working and how they're trying to continually push it. Remember, I just want to remind everyone, just because the people are controlling the narrative, it doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to keep pushing on and on and on. They will fight to the very end. They will not give up. It's almost like a criminal who did something and they're, you know, running from the law. They're in their car. They have a weapon on them and they crash into something and the police say, put your hands up. The person gets out. They start firing their gun and they run down the street. That person is the criminal. That person is not going to give up because they know if I give up, what happens? I go to jail. So I'm going to keep pushing and hopefully I can escape. This is exactly what the deep state is doing. They will push to the very end, hoping that they'll create enough chaos. And yes, they'll probably try to bring us into war. Yes, I'm talking about a nuclear war. Yes, will they try to start a civil war? Yes, will they try to use a communication blackout? Yes, they will try to do all of these things because they know if they don't, it's game over. They know they lose. Let's take a look at what they've been doing here. And you can see that they're still trying and pushing as hard as they possibly can. Remember, they infiltrated sports organizations. They infiltrated Hollywood. They infiltrated the medical community. They infiltrated almost everything. And you can see it firsthand. The NHL came out and they tweeted out that trans women are women. Trans men are men. Non-binary identity is real. Now, what do you think the people did with this? You think the people said, oh, yes, you're right. Oh, my God. Look at the NHL. They're so progressive. No, the people, they started to push back. They started to ratio this tweet. Molly put this out on Twitter and said, would you like some nonsensical horse pucky with your professional ice sport? NHL was getting ratioed for its denial of reality, so it is no longer allowing responses. YIF put this out. Laugh out loud, this tweet is getting ratioed, so they decided to limit their replies. This is what these people do. They put this out there. They think, oh, look, this is the right message. The world is with us. But actually, the majority of the people, they're completely against this. And now, as they see people against it, what do? They try to shut it down. This is what these people always do. And that's why we've been talking about a communication blackout. When things get out of hand and they're not going the way they thought it was going to go because they thought they were the majority, where they're actually the minority, they have no protection anymore, what do? They start to black out everything. They censor. And we're going to see this as time goes on because what do we see happening? We're seeing the information coming out of Twitter, it's showing that, yes, there was pedo networks within Twitter. They used certain hashtags, and then they used DMs to communicate afterwards. And it seems that this is Elon Musk's priority number one to get to the bottom of this. And we talked about Balenciaga yesterday, where they were putting out pictures. They had a document on the table and everyone's talking about it. But it seems it goes much, much deeper than this. And believe me, this is not the only company. We're going to start to see a lot more. But Natalie Denise put this out and says, wow, it gets a lot worse, and shows a lot of pictures of these strange paintings of children masked in weird positions. She says, Balenciaga had this Michael Borman's book laying out in the office desk to the side of redhead model. Look at these themes, y'all. You just can't make this stuff up, even if you tried. And the pictures are very, very disturbing. And you can see some of these individuals in hoods and things like that. They are children. And these are very disturbing pictures. And people are starting to recognize this now. And as this information drips out and more information drips out from Elon Musk and Twitter, because there's a lot going on there, people are going to start to realize what's really going on in this country. Now, The Blaze put this out on Twitter. It says, first openly transgender rep in New Hampshire arrested for stalking women with a protective order for the second time in 4 months. It seems like there's a pattern going on right now, and people are starting to see this pattern, just like they're going to see the election fraud pattern very, very soon, because we could see what's happening out in Brazil. But we'll be getting to all that a little bit later. But first, Project Veritas on Twitter, they decided to have a poll, and there's about 231,000 people that voted in this poll. And let me just read the question here. Expose the United States government's involvement in child trafficking across our southern border. So people voted, and the people are all for it. So out of 237,000 people that voted, we're talking about 99.4% said yes, Project Veritas should expose this. Now, remember, Trump was building the wall. Trump was locking down the border. Trump was securing the border. What did the D's do? What did the deep state do? They opened it right up. And why did they open it? Because they wanted the child trafficking. They wanted the human trafficking. They wanted the gangs. They wanted the drug dealers. They wanted these criminals in this country, because this is what they're all about. And this is why they've done absolutely nothing at the border. So we're looking at certain governors now that are taking steps to shut down all of this. Remember, this is an invasion that we're seeing right now. We know that Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he sent the state's National Guard to protect the southern border, and he is now taking steps to shut this all down. Why? Because the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, who's the border czar, who never even visits the border, they're doing absolutely nothing. And Mayorkas, he's worse than them, because he's in charge of all of this and he has done nothing. Actually, when he testifies, all he ever says is the border is closed. It's secure. But the people of this country, they see the opposite. They see hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border. And now the people want an investigation on what's going on at the border, and they want the child traffickers exposed. Really think about this for a second. So we have House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. He's out there, and he called on DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas to resign. And McCarthy said, if Mayorkas doesn't resign, the House Republicans will investigate every order and every action to determine whether lawmakers can begin the impeachment process. And he's letting everyone know there's 42 days until Biden's open border closes. In 42 days, we end one-party rule. In 42 days, accountability is coming. Hopefully, they can pull all of this off or get the people to recognize what's really going on there. Because you do have the Senate right now where the Republicans, the Patriots, don't control that. But with the House, you can have all these investigations. With the House, you can expose all of this and you can start the impeachment process, which I do believe they're going to do, because the people want this. The majority of the people, they don't want open borders. And I think what Trump and the Patriots have done right now is they've shown the country their true agenda. They've shown what the deep state actually wants. And the people don't want this. They don't want it at all. And if you really look at this, this really plays into Trump's presidential election in 2024, because now he's going to be using all of this against them. But again, they're going to attack him like we've never seen before. Trump, he put this out on True Social because we know there's a lot of different lawsuits that are going on, especially with his businesses. He said, the fake case against Trump has totally collapsed. Even the media says so. We had nothing to do with these small fringe benefits. No case like this has ever been brought in U.S. history. A political witch hunt. Then he put this out on Truth. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Why would anyone be surprised that the Supreme Court has ruled against me? They always do. It is unprecedented to be handing over tax returns, and it creates terrible precedent for future presidents. Think about what he just said here. It creates terrible precedent for future presidents or any other candidate. Has Joe Biden paid taxes on all the money he made illegally from Hunter and beyond? The Supreme Court has lost its honor, prestige, and standing and has become nothing more than a political body with our country paying the price. They refuse to even look at the election hoax of 2020. Shame on them. Basically, he's letting everyone know, I brought it all the way up to the Supreme Court. Now it's the law of the land. And this can be done to every other candidate. What do you think the House is going to do now with Biden and many other individuals? Actually, Durham now can use this to his benefit. I mean, really think about this, because now he can get the tax returns from Biden, from his foundations, from his businesses, from anything. Same thing with all the other corrupt politicians. Actually, they just dug their hole. And now they can't get out of it. I think Trump completely trapped them. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is with Twitter, because now Elon is making incredible moves. And we knew that after the midterms, he would start to bring people up. Of course, he's having the people vote and he wants to know how you feel, just like he did it with Trump. Do you want Trump back on Twitter? The people voted. Yes, there were bots. They couldn't override the voting of the real people. And Elon brought Trump back on. The same thing is happening now with everyone else that was banned. Now, if someone committed a crime or did something that is not legal, those people aren't going to be brought back on. But those people that might have said something that the woke community, the protectors, the hall monitors, if someone said something that they didn't like and they were suspended, well, those people are coming back online because they didn't break a law. It just hurt someone's feelings. But remember, this is what the hall monitors, the protectors were there for. It was to control the narrative. Now the narrative is no longer controlled by them. And we're going to see something very, very different. So what's happening out in France? It seems the head of Twitter's France office, he announced that he is leaving the company ahead of more potential layoffs. These people are jumping ship because they realize the jig is up, the game is over, and they're no longer in control. And what's very interesting is, remember going back in time when Elon said that Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints? No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before the council convenes. Well, it seems that this is not happening because, look, he's actually having the people decide who should come back and who shouldn't. Patrick Watson actually replied to what Elon said about the Content Moderation Council. And he said, speaking of completely fictional tweets, and he's saying that Elon lied about all of this, but Elon responded to this and he said, a large coalition of political social activist groups agreed not to try to kill Twitter by starving us of advertising revenue if I agreed to this condition. They broke the deal. And I do believe this is why Elon now is leaving it up to the people and saying, would you like these people back on Twitter? And the people now are voting and they are saying, absolutely, this is what we want. So Elon, he put up the tweet and the question was, should Twitter offer a general amnesty to suspended accounts, provided that they have not broken the law or engage in egregious spam? And right now, the count is going up and up and up. We're around 1.37 million people already that voted. And right now, 72.5% are saying, yes, bring the people back up. What do you think is going to happen in the end? The people are going to come online. Once these people come online, now the audience just grew. And now all these people on Twitter can start hearing from all the people that were banned that were trying to push out the truth about Biden, the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, the truth about the pandemic, the truth about the vaccines, the truth about the pedo world, the truth about the pandemic, the truth about the treasonous crimes. Now people are going to hear all of this information as the people return. And what is the deep state going to do? They can't do anything about it. They don't control Twitter anymore. They don't control the narrative. And yes, they are panicking like we've never seen before because now there is a force behind the people. The people have the bullhorn. It's large. It's powerful. So what are they going to do? Are they going to try to shut things down? Most likely, it depends on how much information comes out and how fast it comes out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon, he found interesting things in a closet at Twitter. And he found a lot of t-shirts that say, hashtag, stay woke. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about Twitter is the pedo network that they had running on Twitter. And remember, they were saying like, oh, we can't take this account down. It's too difficult. We can't find that account. And oh, no, we don't know what to do here. But they were very good at taking down everyone else's account because basically they were in charge in keeping the pedo accounts up. And what's very interesting is Eliza on Twitter put this out and says, leans in, taps Mick, says, sure would be nice if the public found out the truth about what was actually going on with Twitter over the past 10 years as it pertains to the failure around the issue of removing child sexual abuse material at scale. Elon responded and said, I would like to know too. So this individual, Eliza, she's a human trafficking survivor advocate. So Elon, what he's been doing is he's been purging the pedo networks on Twitter right now. The pedo trafficking hashtags is how these individuals found each other on the platform. And once they found each other on the platform, they used DMs to talk to each other. Remember, they were protected by the woke individuals in the company. So they knew that everything was protected. Nothing was going to be released because they were all part of the system. Now, Elon has the entire company. He sees all the DMs. He understands what has been going on. And this is why he said it's priority number one in one of his tweets. Remember, he has all this information. I do believe timing is everything. And I do believe once the Epstein information starts to come out, I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see the information from Elon Musk where he says, whoa, look what I found. Just like he opened up a closet and he found t-shirts that say, hashtag stay woke. I do believe this information is about to hit the public realm. And the public is now being educated in all of this. Think about how many people are now going to be following everyone on Twitter, where people are going to start to talk about this, talk about the truth. It's going to be a little bit at a time so people could digest this. But as the information comes out, it's going to connect the dots for everyone. And you're going to see it connects the dots to Hunter Biden. It connects the dots to Joe Biden. It connects the dots to Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. And we're going to start to see a lot of CEOs, a lot of people that are head of the sports organizations, Hollywood and whatnot. All of this is going to start to fall apart on them. Remember, they were in control. They are no longer in control. And this is why they're panicking. Think about the shooting that happened out in Colorado. They were playing this up, saying it's Club Q. We had Republicans, QAnon, these people that hate us. This individual just came in and shot up the room. They were trying to build this narrative, but it completely fell apart. We've come to find out that Anderson Lee Aldrich, well, he's non-binary. And he uses different pronouns like they and them. So right now, CNN, MSNBC, and all the rest, they're scratching their heads going, what the hell just happened here? Because now it wasn't the Republicans. It wasn't QAnon. Their entire story completely fell apart. And now they don't understand what is happening. They don't get it. So they push this as hard as they possibly can, trying to convince everyone that it's the Republicans. It's because the Republicans want weapons. It's because of QAnon. They did all of this, and now they're trapped in their own narrative. People are seeing this, and they're saying, wow, you just went off on this, and you had no idea what you were talking about. And think about it. This community that they were pushing and continually pushing, there is a mental illness going on right now, and these people need help. Because remember of all the brainwashing that's been going on. If you go back to the children and you go back to the school system, they've been grooming all of these people from the very beginning. They've been telling all these children, yes, you can be anything you want. And yes, you can remove your genitalia. Yes, you can do all of these things. We can castrate you. And these people with all these drugs and everything that they're taking, they're messed up in the end. And now people are starting to really see this. But what's very interesting about this shooter who is now non-binary, who uses the pronouns they, them, well, we've come to find out that his estranged father is an MMA fighter and a porn star named Dick Delaware. Is everything starting to make sense now? I do believe so. And their narrative, once again, has completely fallen apart. And it's going to continue to fall apart because they are no longer in control of their systems. Their systems are being taken from them. And the people of this country are taking control of it and pushing out the truth, pushing out the facts. And everything that they tried to do in the past is going to come back and hit them square between the eyes. It's going to be like a boomerang effect. But you can see the deep state players, they realize what's happening. They're losing control. And what are they going to do? They're going to have to push chaos. They're going to have to do whatever they possibly can to get the control back. This is what they do. So what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to try to start a civil war in this country, which is going to be building up very soon. Plus, we already know that they're trying to start a war, World War III, with Russia. I mean, look what happened with that missile that was fired into Poland. Actually, Ukraine did this. Did Zelensky apologize yet? No, not yet, huh? So we know that this is what they're trying to do. So what did the EU do? They declared Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. And Ukraine Zelensky welcomed the European Parliament's decision to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. They are pushing this agenda very, very hard. But all of this is going to fail in the end because the people are not with them. Yes, they have their small little minority group. They talk in a bubble. They think that, oh, everything is like it was in the past, where if we say something, the people believe that it's the majority of the people. But the people are no longer believing this. The people have stopped believing this a long time ago. And now the people have their own voice and they're starting to realize, wait a minute, you're the minority. We're the majority. And actually, you don't have any power because no one's with you. And people are starting to really understand this now, especially with the pandemic. People are waking up and people are realizing everything that they told us about the pandemic, about vaccines, about all their different ridiculous rules. It was all fake. It was all made up. It was not based in science whatsoever. But if you notice with Fauci as he's leaving office right now, they will never, ever stop because liars tell lies to tell lies to cover up their lies. That's what they do. These people should never have been in these positions. All of these individuals should be removed because all we have to do is say, please provide the peer review documentation based in science because you're telling me something, but I like to see the peer review documentation. And I would like to reproduce it with other scientists. This is where their argument will fall apart every single time. And what's very interesting is that out in Australia, it seems that the health minister, Mark Butler, he's like, you know something? Australia doesn't have to get the fifth jab because we're starting to realize after you took three or four of them that it really doesn't work and there's no benefit to another booster. Well, basically, the population in Australia, they're going to become very sick. They're going to have problems. And this is too late already. And all these people should be held accountable because we're seeing sudden deaths all over the place. And we come to find out why this is. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. And it's everything that we said from the very beginning. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, what's very interesting here in this country, we're listening to this health minister tell us how to be healthy. And this is a man dressed up as a woman, looks like he has rotten teeth, he's overweight. And Jordan Schachel put this out on Twitter and said, sometimes you have to just take a step back and think about where the regime is at today. A morbidly obese dude with severe mental illness and rotten teeth is a four-star admiral and the assistant secretary for health. He is the main advisor on matters involving USA's health. So should we be taking advice from someone who's completely unhealthy? Someone who has a mental illness? And should this person be dictating all of this to the American people? I don't believe so. And if the person does want to dictate anything, then it has to be based in science, not your opinion, not your beliefs, or anything like that. But we can see that everything is starting to fall apart with Fauci, with the Biden White House, because when Fauci was giving his speech where he's saying, I'm leaving, which doesn't mean he's leaving where he's not going to be investigated, the reporters started to ask questions of where did the origins of COVID start? And the reporters are saying it just didn't start naturally. It started in a lab. And the White House press secretary went completely crazy trying to defend Fauci and trying to stop all these questions. And the reporters were getting pretty angry because this is a real question. You lock down the entire world for a year or longer, told people they couldn't go to funerals for their loved ones, told people they couldn't attend church, synagogue, or the temple because it would be too dangerous. You shut down businesses and made people suffer. You kept children from graduations, and you did all of this because you said, well, it occurred naturally in a wet market, and you don't want to answer the question of where this really came from. You see, the people are getting angry. Actually, it's surprising that the reporters are getting angry and they're asking these type of questions. And you can see they're trying to defend these individuals and stop the questions, but it's not going to work. Because look what just happened. The Washington Post, of all publications, came out with an article and it says a majority of Americans are dying from the coronavirus received at least the primary series of the vaccine. So the vaccinated now account for a majority of the COVID deaths. How could that be? And actually, the majority of those people catching COVID are those who have been vaccinated, those people that got the booster. Remember going back in time when we talked about the vaccine, that it was included with the vaccine as a special gift? When the vaccine was used to make people ill, to reduce your immune system, to actually depopulate the world? It seems that all of this is coming true right now because these individuals, they've lied to the American people. Actually, these individuals lied to the world. So the latest data shows that 58% of COVID-19 deaths in August of 2022 were from people who were vaccinated or boosted based on past figures and the current trends. We can reasonably estimate that the number of vaccinated boosted COVID-19 deaths will only rise. This is what happens when you rush in an effective and dangerous vaccine. Remember, the FDA, they promised, Biden promised, Pfizer promised that you wouldn't be able to transmit it to anyone else and you would be protected from COVID. It was all a lie. And now it's coming out. It's game over for them. And I do believe the world is going to be one gigantic class action lawsuit against them. This is not something where like, oh, by the way, we made a mistake here. They knowingly told the people this. Remember, they're supposed to be the pharmaceutical company that does the tests, that gets the results and shows the results and shows everyone, look what we found. It is perfectly fine. It is, it's going to protect you. You're not going to get it. You're not going to transmit it. They lied to the people. And when you actually look at their results, it's the opposite of what they said. So they knowingly put this information out there. And now the people of the world are starting to realize this and they're pushing back. What judge is going to be sympathetic to Big Pharma when they're sitting there and they have gotten three boosters and they're finding this information out as they're taking on the case to make a judgment? Are they going to find any judge out there that's going to be on their side unless they pay them billions upon billions of dollars? I don't think they're going to find anyone. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them because the people of the world are going to demand accountability. Just like with elections, the people are going to demand accountability for election fraud, for cheating in the elections, for working with foreign governments. We can see out in Brazil, and I do believe they're paving the way for all of this. So Bolsonaro, he has filed a complaint with the authorities related to the results of the recent election in the country. And now they're putting this paperwork in, challenging the elections, and wants the elections invalidated. They don't want to have the elections done by the machines. This should be all paper ballots, and let's see who has the most votes. With everyone watching, I do believe these ballots should be going into a glass box. They should be sitting there. They shouldn't be moved. They shouldn't be touched. Everyone could see them. Cameras should be on them at all times. And when the time is right, everyone starts to count. And those totals are then brought out into the open with everyone watching. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And we could see it's happening already in Arizona. Right now, there are six counties that are going to suspend its certification of results. And the people now are saying, listen, something is wrong here. This election in Arizona was a complete and utter nightmare. 68% of the machines weren't working. There was voter suppression where the people weren't able to vote. And now we have counties saying, we need to see if these machines were certified. Because if they're not certified, how do we use them in the election? These machines were never certified. Absolutely not. And even if they try to produce that they were certified, they're going to try to make this up. But Abe Hamadeh, he has filed a lawsuit. And the suit argues that the equipment failures and errors in the management of the polling places and in the ballot tabulation led to an incorrect final vote count. So the lawsuit makes the following allegations about Maricopa County's election. The Maricopa County defendants have improperly disqualified provisional ballots and early ballots submitted by individuals who, as a direct and proximate result of poll worker errors, were incorrectly designated in electronic poll books as having previously voted in the same election. The Maricopa County defendants have improperly and unconstitutionally deprived individuals whose eligibility could not be confirmed of an opportunity to cast a provisional ballot. The county defendants have erroneously transposed and improperly tabulated voters' indicated candidate selections when duplicating certain ballots that could not be electronically tabulated. The county defendants have erroneously determined and improperly tabulated voters' indicated candidates' selections when adjudicating certain ballots that could not be electronically tabulated. The county defendants improperly accepted for processing and tabulation certain early ballots that were accompanied by affidavits presenting a signature that did not match the signature on file in the putative voter's registration record. And we can see out of the 15 counties in Arizona, we have six right now saying, we're not certifying this. Actually, I think every single county should say, let's stop and let's see what's happening here. So we have Mojave, Cococino, Navajo, Yavapai, Maricopa, and Cochise. They're all saying absolutely not. Kerry Lake put this out on Twitter and said, Sherry worked as an election observer in Phoenix. She saw a man whose ballot was rejected 24 times. Finally, he asked for a provisional ballot. The ballot was rejected as well. The voter was wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt. It's uncertain if he got to vote at all. Tom Fitton responded to this and said, do over. And Kerry Lake has been putting out a lot of statements like this from all these people that watched the polls, all the people that couldn't vote. And once again, the people now are sitting there going, hey, my vote wasn't counted. And this is unacceptable right now. And as we can see, the elections weren't on the up and up. And they have to be redone. And I do believe this is the direction we are heading in. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he is going after the rhinos. And what's interesting about all this, I do believe he set them up. And I do believe he has them walking down this path. And if you really look at the Republican Party, it's really not the Republican Party anymore. You actually have the Rhino Party and you actually have the MAGA Party. I wouldn't be surprised if later on something happens and maybe it's called the MAGA Party or something like that. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But right now, you could see that Trump, he is definitely going after the rhinos. He's definitely building this up and going after the rigged election and really pushing this. So we have former Attorney General Bill Barr. He called for a new leader on the Republican Party, warning in a blistering rebuke that former President Trump will burn the whole house down. Well, Trump, he responded to Bill Barr, and I do believe this is completely optics, just like with DeSantis, and actually keeping the deep state, you know, unbalanced so they don't know what's going on here. Remember, this is a fifth generation war. It's perception, it's disinformation, misinformation. And I do believe Trump, he's doing this to confuse the deep state players. And this is what he put out on True Social. Sloppy Bill Barr was a weak and ineffective attorney general who was fired. He didn't quit. And now he's nothing more than a disgruntled former employee. Barr was a Bushy who was petrified of being impeached, which the Dems were going to do until he changed course on the rigged election. He knows nothing about the document hoax, and as a lawyer and former AG, shouldn't be talking. Weak rhino Bill Barr always caved to the Dems and is a disgrace to the Republican Party and our nation. Now, think about the optics behind all of this. You need Bill Barr talking to the press. You need Bill Barr pushing all of this. Why Trump pushes on the other side. The same thing with DeSantis. Because now we know that there are certain rhinos that are coming out of the woodwork trying to get to DeSantis to have him run in the elections. And this is how we know that this is probably not what everyone thinks. I do believe DeSantis is on the side of Trump. I do believe Youngkin is on the side of Trump. And I do believe all of this is to pull the rhinos out of the woodwork and actually destroy them in the end. Because this is the interesting part. If DeSantis was going to run in the election, he would have to resign as governor. He would have to give up his position, correct? Now, what happens if DeSantis is working with Trump and he doesn't want to leave his position as governor? What would you convince the rhinos to do? What would you convince them to have done? You would have them change the laws in Florida. And that's exactly what's happening. Because under the current Florida law, if DeSantis were to run for president, then he would have to resign his post as governor. Even if he eventually lost the presidency, candidates have 10 days to resign after they qualify for federal office. But we have individuals like Paul Ryan and the rest, they're looking to change the laws in Florida to change that specific law where DeSantis doesn't have to resign. Don't you find that interesting? So what happens, like we said before, and I remember interviewing Cash Patel when I asked Cash, Will DeSantis run in 2024? He said, absolutely. I do believe they're bringing the deep state players, they're bringing these rhinos to exactly where they want them. Because how do you screw them in the end? How do you mess it all up? You have DeSantis say, well, you know what? This is not for me, or however this plays out. And he actually drops out of the race. Can he go back to be governor if they change the rules for him? Absolutely. What are they left with? They left with nothing. And who comes out on top? Trump. He just destroyed the Rhino Party. I do believe this is exactly where this is headed. And Emerson, they did a poll, and Trump is crushing the competition. And all the demographics say so. Trump, he is controlling all of this. He has it all. He's controlling it all. He put this out on Truth. He said, our country has never seen a weaponized Justice Department and FBI like they are witnessing right now. They are doing everything they can, much of it unlawful, to protect an incompetent and corrupt president and his drug-addicted criminal son. The system is tainted and rigged, just like our elections are tainted and rigged, and just like our border is for sale to the highest bidder, open, and a disgrace to humanity. In the meantime, our country is failing at a level never seen before. And if you really look at what he's doing right now, he's showing the people the truth. Look what these people have done to this country. They're going to do a lot more, but the people are waking up to this. The people are seeing this. They're starting to realize, yeah, the FBI, Department of Justice, this is a rigged system, not just with them, but with the elections too. Everything is rigged. See, we already knew this. We were awake, but think about all the normies out there. Think about all the normies now that are starting to learn this, and they're tasting it. They're digesting it. They're thinking about it, and they're starting to realize, wow, this country's really messed up. Look what they did to it. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening. And actually, if we go back to post 213, this is November 23rd, 2017, it actually tells us this. The world cannot swallow the truth. I do believe it has to be fed to them. They have to digest it. They just can't take the whole thing in and just say, I got it, because they wouldn't be able to handle it. So I do believe that the Patriots, they're in complete control. The people now are in control. And the deep state, the corrupt politicians, they can't control the narrative anymore. Their intelligence operation that they've been waging on we the people for a very long time, it has failed. The people now have taken back control. Their propaganda, their intelligence operation is not working anymore because the people are awake. And remember, if we go back to that post, once the people know, once the people understand what's going on, it is game over for them because they can't put the people back to sleep. And this is exactly what's happening right now. And this is why I do believe they're going to try to do something. They're either going to have to shut down communications, they're going to have to start a war, or they're going to have to try to start a civil war. I do believe they're going to try all of these things. And I just want to go back to post 2499. This is November 25th, 2018. And down below, it says the following. And there's a couple lines down. It says, be extremely vigilant in December. See something, say something. And this is all caps, by the way. Extreme panic in D.C. Where we go one, we go all. And yes, the deep state is panicking. Yes, the rhinos are panicking. And it's going to get a lot worse, which means they're going to push very, very hard. They're going to push very hard and try to create chaos. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know this playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do. And there are plenty of countermeasures in place, which we already know of. We already know that they're expecting all of this to happen. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading all these people down this path and exposing all of these individuals step by step by step so that people can digest it. They can think about it. They can look at it. They can analyze it. And once more and more people come on Twitter, this is pretty much game over for them, which means they're going to go into overdrive. And I do believe the Patriots are expecting this. And before I end, I just want to say tomorrow, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm going to have an interview that's going to be published in the morning on Thanksgiving. This interview is with Eric Trump, and it's an incredible interview. Make sure you don't miss it. And it'll be up in the morning. There will be no report on Thursday. So you'll be able to listen to this incredible interview with Eric Trump. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2%, and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.